Well, does it get any better than that? What's going on, y'all? Welcome in the post, 97.5 The Fanatic. 11:07 here on this Wednesday night. And man, did they make us sweat down the end, but entertaining nonetheless. We have an abbreviated show. It's 11:07. We're running until midnight, and I know plenty of you have something to say about this basketball game. With the Sixers win 107-106 in dramatic fashion here tonight in South Philadelphia at the center. And the only thing that was missing from this game tonight, you people in that building. Because the way this whole thing played out, the back and forth, the lead changes, the biggest leads, and how things were just simply going with the game overall, I can only imagine how things would have been had you all been in that building. I would have loved to have been in the building with you. It would have been a fantastic finish. It would have been fantastic to just sit there and soak it all in a game like this, with a team like this, where we feel like they might be able to do something. This is not to be ignored that the Philadelphia 76ers did just beat the best team in the NBA. This is not a situation where you look at who the opponent was and say, well, they just simply weren't giving it their all. Because they did. They played this game tonight. LeBron James played 38 minutes and 32 seconds, getting to the free throw line 11 times. Anthony Davis played this game tonight, 23 and 8, and getting to the free throw line. They competed tonight. Dennis Schroeder late with some big buckets. He ended up with 16, hit a big three-pointer down the stretch at 145 to make it 105-101. And I think a lot of us got tight, but the 76ers kind of did, but they made up for it at the end. What a great win for them tonight. This was not one of those, oh, they just beat the Detroit Pistons, the Washington Wizards. No, this was the test that we talked about pregame that we wanted to see from them. And while they had a big lead, as much as 16 points, you wanted to see them close it out. But what we also want to see is for them to close out games when it is tough, when teams like the Lakers come back on them and they still find a way to prevail and win the game and come out on top. And that's what the Sixers did tonight. I take nothing away from them. Yes, there are things to point at where we may not be happy about it. But at the end, they walked away with the victory, 107-106. They improved to 13-6 on the season. The Lakers fall to 14-5. And as it stands right now, the Philadelphia 76ers, after seeing the Boston Celtics lose their game tonight to the San Antonio Spurs, they are now two games up on the Boston Celtics in the Atlantic Division. And the Sixers are right now at the top spot in the East with a 13-6 record right now in the Eastern Conference. Look, we're going to take your phone calls at 610-632-0975. The Bucks did win tonight, so they are still one game back. The Indiana Pacers also, along with the Brooklyn Nets, also victorious. They are a game and a half behind the Sixers for first place in the Eastern Conference. And that's definitely good to say. The Minnesota Timberwolves are up next for the 76ers on Friday night, 8 o'clock tip, right here on the Fanatic. And they are currently going at it right now with the Golden State Warriors. And that's the game that was following the Sixers tonight on the nationally televised broadcast. So look, I'll give my quick hitters to let you know what I thought and then get to your phone calls, get your reaction to this one. Joel Embiid, again, just steady. Where it looked like he may not have had a big night, he still finished with 28-6 with 4 assists. He did have 5 turnovers. We talked about those double teams recognizing and coming and not doing too much. He had the 5 turnovers, but that's okay. Got to the free throw line 13 times, knocking down 11 of those, 8 of 18 from the floor. Ben Simmons, a triple-double at 17, 11 boards, 10 assists, 8 of 15 from the floor. Only got to the free throw line twice, knocking down one. He split a pair. But look, one steal, one block shot. Highlight this one, too. One turnover in 39 minutes of play for the 76ers tonight. A game-high 39 minutes of play for Ben Simmons tonight, and they only had one turnover. We talk about it often, and rightfully so. He turned the ball over once tonight for the 76ers. So a really good performance from him. This was a game from Ben Simmons where we can look at this one where oftentimes we get the phone call, we'll get the tweet, we'll get whatever, the text that I might get on the text board and simply pointing out, oh, that was a weak triple-double. Not tonight, it wasn't. That was a plentiful triple-double for Ben Simmons tonight in this win. They needed every rebound. They needed every assist. They needed every point that Ben Simmons gave them tonight. And you saw the aggression early where he went to the cup aggressively for the first two buckets, one being a dunk, the other being kind of that jump hook over the left shoulder. Very good to see Ben Simmons' performance tonight following the one that was lackluster on Monday against the Detroit Pistons. And Danny Green stepped up, didn't see this one coming. You never know. You never know with Danny Green. He's a shooter. So you can see it where it'll be a streaky one. But look, 14 points tonight. Knocked down a few threes early on in the game. Overall, 4 of 9 from behind the three-point line. Gave you 6 boards, 36 minutes. Good defense from Danny Green. As you saw him a lot on Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Pope only had 3 points on 1 of 3 from behind the three-point line. Wesley Matthews, only 3 points. Kyle Kuzma, only 3 points. Taylen Horton-Tucker, only 2. Caruso, 10. They did their jobs with their reserves, their secondary players, right? The players that you would expect to help out James and Davis. Schroeder was the only one, and Caruso late, that really did anything for him. So hats off to Danny Green for his shooting, but also for his defensive play all night long. And this one, Seth Curry, a quiet night with only 2 points, 1 of 6 from deep. Maybe this is COVID-related. He had the one good game where he came right back and he looked good. Not so much in the last game against the Pistons, and the same tonight. Maybe he'll get his legs back underneath him once they start to hit the road against the Minnesota Timberwolves, where that one gets underway on Friday. And then 2 more after that, where they are in Indiana and Charlotte before returning home for 2 and then on the road for 4. So finally, the man who hit the game-winning shot, Tobias Harris. 36 minutes, 40 seconds, 10 of 16 from the floor. 2 of 4 from deep. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. That surprised me. I thought he would, I didn't expect that. 7 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, 3 turnovers, 24 points. Mr. Consistency. How many times do I say I want an impactful 24, 25, 23, 22? Well, I remember things from Tobias Harris. I remember a lot of things that Tobias Harris did tonight. The turnaround jumper on the right side of the floor over Kentavious Caldwell-Pope off the glass. Obviously, the game winner to seal this one over Alex Caruso. And he just went up, shot the ball, didn't look like he was tentative, any of that, just dropped it. Game over. Tobias Harris, hats off. When we talked about bold predictions before the season, my producer here tonight, and always Tyler Zuli, said the man would be an all-star. He's been very consistent. He's a favorite of D-Lineham's. Many of us, I'm not alone, many of us have been hard on Tobias Harris. We have to tip your cap to him. Many props to Tobias Harris for his performance tonight, and especially the game winner down the stretch. Nice job by Doc Rivers with his coaching. Nice job by the team to only turn the ball over 14 times where we normally see them at a higher turnover rate for the basketball team overall. Not much from the bench, but steadiness. Matisse Thybulle only 1 point tonight. But it cannot be ignored the defense that he played tonight on everyone that he had to guard. Yes, he got caught a couple of times on LeBron James with the ball fake where he jumped into the air, left his feet, and got a foul. Yes, it's going to happen. It's LeBron James. And I quite honestly, on the one that they got him on, I thought LeBron James traveled because he pump faked. Matisse went straight up. LeBron took a step in and then took the body contact. And there you go, LeBron James game call right there. So look, great win by the team. We said this was a test for them. There was a test inside of a test as they gave up a 16-point lead, saw it whittled down. Embiid had a little back thing because he fell very hard. Tobias Harris with the game-winning shot. They had to close this one out. Had it not been closed out, we would have been talking about how they blew that lead, and it's the same old Sixers. Well, guess what? They found a way to get it done. Okay? We're not going to overreact, but we're definitely going to give them their props for what they did tonight and walking away with this one. 107-106, Tobias Harris with the game winner, 13-6 on the season. They are the best team in the Eastern Conference with a game and a half, a game up on the Milwaukee Bucks, two games up on the Celtics in the Atlantic, and they look pretty good. Now they go on the road and see if they can do something against the Minnesota Timberwolves, Charlotte Hornets, and the Indiana Pacers. All of the action, of course, will be right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So your phone calls, 610-632-0975. And once again, the only thing that was missing in this dramatic win in South Philadelphia at the center, you. You. So, you know what we do? We bring you to the airwaves to talk about your basketball team winning this game tonight in the dramatic fashion that they did. All right, 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in the post with OG in Warrington tipping us off right here on The Fanatic. OG.
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's going on, man?
Oh, my goodness. I'll be brief because you probably have a lot of people hanging. I was just telling Tyler, the players did great, but the guy I'm really going to like send that my props to, man, is Doc Rivers. Because there's no doubt in my military mind that if Brett Brown was still running this team, we don't win that game. It's like the players played their butt off, but it's like I'm telling you, I'm smiling, man. I'm gonna put my CPAP machine on, you know, when I go to sleep tonight.
Sure.
And it's like I'm like stone hard Sixers, man, like die hard. And it's like anybody that wants to get rid of Ben Simmons, they can kiss my butt because that brother plays hard. It's like, you know, when he's motivated like he was tonight, man, 6'10", LeBron had no answer for that. You know, Devon, I'm smiling from ear to ear, and I love your show. So holler at me, man. Tell me what you think.
You got it, man. Thanks, OG. Appreciate you starting us off, man. And go ahead and go to bed smiling, man. We really appreciate you checking in with us. Yes, look, I said pregame as we started the conversation in the 6 o'clock hour that Ben Simmons typically plays well against LeBron James, typically plays well against the Los Angeles Lakers. And I thought he was going to be the X factor in this game tonight. And even with Tobias Harris in his 24, the game winner, I thought Simmons in his aggression, his defense, his mind being made up of what he wanted to do and not looking like, oh, I'm in the air, should I pass it? I saw that one time tonight where I was like, yo, my man, that's probably not going to be a good one. It didn't turn. It was almost a turnover. Anthony Davis did deflect it out of bounds. But I thought he was decisive with the things that he wanted to do. And he took tonight 15 shots. I love it. I love it. This is what we talk about when we say, all right, go ahead, mix in a three. All right, mix in a three when you need to mix in a three. But if you give me 15 shot attempts and they're all good looks, we know he's unorthodox when he leaps off of 1 foot, does this, does that. We know that. We know that. That's no surprise. Give me 15 shot attempts, shoot over 50%, and get to the free throw line. Did not tonight, but do that. 10 assists. Right, you contribute at least 20 points. We know there were some 3-point makes in there off his passes, but at least 20 points there extra to go with the 17. That's 37 plus the rebounds, protecting the basketball, not giving up points. Phenomenal game, OG. You're right about Ben Simmons from Ben Simmons here tonight. 610-632-0975. Shad in West Philly joining us in the post. What's up, Shad?
Well, it's actually Shad, but how you doing?
Oh, Shad, my bad, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I got a couple points I'm going to try and get to real quick. First off, like OG said, last year, with them up with 16 and the Lakers come back, I think they would have blown this game right then and there. And as you saw, the difference was, though, even though the Lakers came back, they kept going back up, making runs. They went up by 14. They went up by 11. They was up by 9. So, like, talent-wise, I think we can compete with anybody in the league, and it was a good win and a good test, but the last 2-some-odd minutes of the game showed that we're still not ready yet. Now, whether we'll be ready at the end of the season, come playoff time to make it to the finals, that remains to be seen. But like that last 2 minutes or something where the Lakers went on that run, it showed the difference between them and where we need to be, especially as far as execution and how they were able to score. It shouldn't have came down to 1 point for us winning the game.
No, it should not have.
I was one of the people that didn't want to, that wasn't kind of happy with Tobias Harris getting that max contract. But Tobias Harris, if he keeps playing the way he's playing, he'll actually play into that contract. And what I mean by that is this season he's real efficient. He's shooting like 50-some percent from the floor, 40-some percent from three, but he's efficient in making quick decisions and getting to the basket and everything else. Jimmy Butler wasn't a superstar, but we were willing to give him a max contract. Jimmy scores a little bit more than Tobias, but the way Tobias is playing and what he's doing now, he's not a superstar, but we didn't want to give him the max contract, but he's basically doing what Jimmy did for us, even though he wasn't even like the third or second option when he was here.
Well, listen, man. No, first of all, the one thing that you know about Jimmy Butler is that he's a dog, right? He's not afraid of the moment. So that's number one, and that's where you lay everything out perfectly, and you get to Tobias Harris. They have different makeups, we think, right? Different makeups. But we also asked to see it. So this is step one. We saw it right now. Step two, we've seen a consistency from Tobias Harris. Step three will be continue to do this, but also do it in those big moments at the end of the season, in the postseason as well. And that's where shot that we'll really be able to evaluate him and say, you know what? Playing into the contract that you're speaking of. And just to talk about his numbers, he's hovering around that 50-40-90 club that is obviously rare in the league. 52% from the field, 46% from behind the three-point line, and 86% from the free throw line. He's playing phenomenal basketball on the best team in the Eastern Conference, and they're not doing it without him. So let's just call it for what it is. Hey, Shad, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you, man.
Okay.
You got it, man. All right, we're in the post until midnight. One final segment. Moan, Don, Sam, Theo, one open phone line, 610-632-0975. We come back. We get to you. This is your show. You should have been in that building, but because of this ridiculous virus, you weren't there. So, final segment, it's all yours. You're in the building with us tonight as we break this all down. Final segment, Sixers win. Right here, we talk about it until midnight. 107-106, Sixers win again. Right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Harris drives on Caruso, hangs, fires, shoots, and makes it with 2.4 to go. The Lakers don't have timeout. Sixers lead by one. Caruso looking to inbound. Inbound, it goes to Davis. Davis dribbling with Embiid there. He throws it up, and no good. And the Sixers beat the Lakers 107-106 on a game-winning shot by Tobias Harris. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Putting the team up 13-6 now is your record. Next game, they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves Friday night in Minnesota. 8 o'clock tip. Okay. 8 o'clock tip on Friday right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So at 8 o'clock, Jamie and I will have draft lines for you presented by DraftKings starting at 6:00. And then you and I will run from 7:00 to about 7:45, handing the pregame off to B. Seltz right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So listen, folks, let's get to it. 610-632-0975. Want to hear from you about this game tonight. I know, game number 19, but sometimes these things tell us something about your team. Just like we talked about, hey, like, look, MVP, Joel Embiid, in the race Well, right around game 15, you kind of get a sense of who the MVP candidates are in the NBA. LeBron James, certainly. Joel Embiid, absolutely. Sixers, 13-6. This was a win, and we just talked about it with Shot, that this one might have been something that they lost last season, right? We saw that. We said that a couple of times this year, and we said that because they pulled the game out and won it. Let's go to Moan next in the post from Mount Airy. What's up, Moan?
Yo, what up, Devon?
Moan, what's going on?
Hey, man, you know what it is. Oh, boy, my son was just saying that. Remember, we was there last year in the building with him. I said, yeah, we should have been there now.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful.
Yes,
beautiful
sir.
Game. I don't like that fact that they took their foot off the gas too early. You playing the champs and you playing a team like that, you can't. And I like what Doc said when he came out on the court, you read his lips, and it was what I said. What are y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know hustling there, but no, I'm sorry, there's a couple other things I say, but what I said is door, Ben got to be aggressive. You know, I ain't want to sound like a Ben apologist. Trust me, I'm there with everybody else with Ben. But this is what we need to see in consistency. It's not a weak triple-double. Impact
nope.
points.
Yep.
Impact points that he made. He came in, went hard, because second quarter, I'm like, yo, dude, you ain't scored. Yo, all right, come on. But him, Tobias, big Tobias, that's the Tobias that we were digging when he was on teams like Detroit and Orlando or in L.A. when he was with the Clippers. But it goes to show you, at any level, coaching is necessary, man. Doc Rivers says to him, get to your spots. Never heard that with that other guy that used to coach here. It was, well, we trying to let him work. No, you got to get you to your spot. Keep it simple. And he's showing it. Definitely an all-star. Off the book. Beautiful win for the Sixers. I want Curry to get himself back, get his legs, and it might be, I don't know what the COVID with the
yeah, that could have been something. Yeah.
The cardio.
Yeah.
But I give the Lakers credit. That was a good match for them. They showed up. Execution against a team like that. Now they see what they have to do to get there. But excellent win. I'm loving it. We're real. I don't care who out there. We coming. Philly, stand up. That's all I'm saying, Devon. Hey, stand up, Bob.
That was a good one. Now, you know what? They got to make sure they bounce back on Friday.
Yeah.
And don't let their foot off the gas. Go on the road and put your foot on them and don't let up.
Don't play down to the competition. You are who you are because you're that good.
Yes.
You play to let people play to you.
Yes.
Let them see you and them. So all that yakety yak, everybody talking, yo, kill it. We real up in here. We got a coach and we got a team. We got a team, Bob. We got a team,
Look at you, Mo. Listen, man.
We got a team, bro.
We'll talk to you. I love it, man. Hey, keep it up. Yep. Thanks, Mo. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you. As long as they keep it up, I know you guys will keep up your energy as well. You should be proud of your team. You just want to see them do it consistently and finish teams off. 610-632-0975. Yeah. All right. Listen, before we get to Sam and James and Theo and a couple open phone lines, if you guys want to sneak in here. So Moan was talking about Doc Rivers talking about Ben Simmons. So here is the head coach after the game.
He was huge. The numbers will say the offense, but the defense and all the other little things he did was unbelievable. Playing great. You know, it's funny. On his low-scoring nights, you look at the game film, and he's flying all over the place. The stuff he does for us to help us, the winning things he does, it's hard to put into numbers. And unfortunately, we're in this numbers generation where everything's numbers. And his brilliance sometimes is missed by a lot of people.
Well, look, I respect the job that Doc Rivers has done. And he is not wrong with a lot of things that he said. He knows way more basketball than I do. And, you know, I would never sit there and say that anything else, right? But all right, you know, look, we know what we see. We see things, too. We're educated basketball fans in this city. Let's not talk. My thing is this. Let's not act like we don't know the game a little bit. We know all the things that you're talking about, and you're absolutely right. But let's not act as if the things that we don't see out there, the offensive numbers do tell the story, Doc Rivers. You're absolutely right. And you should focus on the defense. Doc Rivers is new. First, Doc Rivers is new to my city. I've been talking about Ben Simmons and his defense since LSU. This is no surprise to me. I am not surprised when he does a great job defensively. I give him his props when he does a great job defensively. I also give him his props offensively when we see aggressive Ben Simmons being the best Ben Simmons. So I know Doc has to do Doc stuff and coach speak and things of that nature. We know what we see. We know what we see. And this is the Ben Simmons that we saw tonight that we say, why are we not seeing this on another Tuesday when we should be? Or in this particular case, on the Monday when Embiid is out and this is the performance we get offensively. Doc, he had his mind made up. He was looking for his while also looking for his teammates to get shots as well. 8 of 15, 10 assists, and a couple of baskets. I thought he rushed one where he, Embiid hit him with the bucket down low, a pass down low. He was leaping in the air. He tried to catch it midair, lay it up. All right, cool. Rushed it. Don't do that, right? Gather yourself. Get your feet together and do what you need to do. But he's done that because he know he can make it. He can make that shot. So do we. I appreciate Doc saying that. The thing I miss outside of you guys being in the building is me being in the building there or in New Jersey where I can talk to Doc Rivers and we can go over this where I can understand his point better. I can come back at him maybe a little bit and we can have a discussion, have a dialogue. Ben Simmons played great tonight. Played great tonight. His defense is always phenomenal. His floor game, for the most part, is very, very good. Sometimes we want to see the offense, and we saw that tonight because he had his mind made up that he was going to do it. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones as we're in the post with Samuel in Philly tonight on The Fanatic. What's up, Sam?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How are you?
I'm good, man.
Much love to you.
Same
love
to you.
The show. I actually listened to the pregame and all of that, so I remember the X Factor question that was posed. And by the way, great comments by everybody who's spoken already.
Yeah.
And I'll touch on them really quickly because
sure.
I know we're pressed for time. But I love how Tobias came through. And a lot of the things that are kind of lost and forgotten are the little passes he makes, the way he moves without the ball to create his own shot when you need that, you know, when the offense gets a little bit stuck behind Joel and perhaps Ben a little bit even, waiting for them to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I also, Danny Green with the 15, if we can get him or Shake, like that's kind of either or. We need 15 and 9 from them, you know, together. We need a combination of 25 points from the two of them, as well as I listened to the game. So there were some moments when they talked about how the veterans were speaking with the younger players and things of that nature on the bench. I didn't see it visually, but just hearing that kind of team, you know, coaching as well. You didn't really hear that as the previous caller referred to, as Mo referred to him as the other guy. You know, it was kind of like, what are we doing out here? Sad face. What, you know, they don't know, you know, elbows from wherever it goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think, again, the coaching is coming together. I love the limited turnovers. I would like to see, as was previously mentioned, closing out. You know, I know, like you said, with the fans there, get a 14-point lead on the Lakers in Philly first quarter, you know, they're probably going to get within 8 at best. They'll make their runs as they will with AD and LeBron and all, you know, they got some big guys, Schroeder's a baller, you know.
Yeah.
So just kind of getting, having more of that, you know, shut it down from the second unit as well. So maybe Shake would have to do, instead of just giving us 10, 25 from them, they have to give us 30. You know what I mean?
And that'll come. And like we just talked about with Simmons, saying we've seen it before. Absolutely.
Right.
And we've seen it before. So that will come back. That will be there.
Sure.
I think at this point right now, looking at this team at this point with game number 19 now in the books, we have a sense of who the players are, right? So
exactly.
We know who they are. team players are going to have cold nights. That's okay. It happens. That's right. What the league is.
That's it's when just, someone steps up in their place.
It's a matter. It's a matter of who steps up, and then how do you bounce back when something really hits you the wrong way. So listen, Sam.
Right. Or when it's that guy's turn to have an off night.
100%.
You're going to pick him up.
100%. Yes, Sam, thanks for the call, man. Have a great night, man. Good to talk to you.
You do the same, brother. I'll stay tuned in 100.
No doubt, man. Thank you. Appreciate that. 610-632-0975. Everybody's going to have an off night. That's okay. That's all right. And look, I'm happy with it. I said Doc Rivers was great tonight. So when I'm saying Doc, kind of, look, there's two things that Doc is doing. Doc is talking to his team and his player in Simmons, the confidence and all of that stuff. But also, just with this town, and I know he, when he was on with Mike, he talked about, I believe it was his agent or his financial advisor or somebody was here in town, and so he has the connections. And look, Sixers people, I have my relationships with them. I don't know Doc. I haven't talked to him. Hopefully, at some point, we will. That kind of sound like he was talking down to us, like we don't know Simmons' game. I understand he looks at him as a coach and evaluates him from Los Angeles when he was doing his thing there, and then now making sure that his player has the utmost confidence in himself and knows that the belief is there from his coaching staff, not just Doc and his teammates. We know that player, too. We know that player, too. So let's, and I know Theo's about to come up. That, listen, I'm passionate about what we do here. I'm passionate about these teams. I just don't like to be talked down to kind of right there. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Theo in Camden here on the Fanatic. What's up, Theo?
Yeah, you know something else, Doc Rivers, that don't show up in the stats? At the end of the game, Ben Simmons was defended in the post by Dennis Schroeder. So that tells you all you need to know about where offensively Ben Simmons, as good an offensive and aggressive offensive game that we think he had, at the end of the day, he was defended in the post by a guy that he's got like 5 or 6 inches on. I think when I watch this game, I think what you really see is that, well, one thing, Ben didn't throw the ball away, but if you watch the game, you can see that when he runs the break, those guys are just waiting to play the passing lanes. They just kind of lay back, and they know that he's either going to run them over in the middle of the paint.
Yeah, the charge.
Or if they, and you could see Caruso almost got out on one late in the game.
Yeah.
So when I watch Ben, one of the things that I'm looking at is the fact that, you know, he can come down, and at the foul line, he's going to get an open jump shot. And if he doesn't take it.
If he wants it.
I mean, he has to take that jump shot. But, you know, the other thing is, what I noticed in this is 2 minutes in, like, you see that they're going to struggle running a half-court offense. And that's the thing that when the games, what I noticed about these NBA games is, like, they normally kind of come down to situations, teams make runs, and when it's close, and they don't really turn it on until it's close. And when you see the defense really clinch up when it's close, with about 2 or 3 minutes, or really 4 minutes left to go in that game, and you see how much difficulty they have running a half-court offense with Ben, I think that's where your challenge is going to be. Because
Sure. My
thing with Ben is, he is a good player in a number of different positions, but he's not great. And at the end of the day, like, if you're going to play him at power forward, you need him to be like a legit power forward with a low post move, and he's not that. You know, you need him to be a legit point guard that can run a half-court offense. He's not that. And I think they're going to have – if anything that I need to see them do is run a half-court offense where he can get them into sets and run plays and them score like the Lakers did. That last play that the Lakers did where they got Anthony Davis open for that layup, I mean, that was a Schroeder pick.
Man,
Anthony Davis,
that was a great play call right there.
And Danny
too.
Green was lost.
Yeah.
I mean, he had no idea what to do.
Yeah.
And if you remember, Schroeder was the one that inbounded the ball.
Yep.
He inbounded the ball, gave it up, came, set that pick and on bead, and that's one of the things that they had trouble with last year, defending pick and roll. So teams they're not gonna put Sixers in a pick and roll all game, but in a close situation like that, you know that they know. Oh, they can't. Joel Embiid can't defend pick and roll.
And look, this is where Doc Rivers is great. Theo, listen. Thanks for the call, bro. We got to keep it moving. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
No problem.
I'll talk to you. That's where Doc Rivers is great. He'll look at that. They'll recognize it. My man Dave Yeager is going to point it out. Dan Burke as well. They're going to see that on the film, and they're going to address that in practice to make sure that that does not happen again. That was too easy. Too easy. And they'll make sure that that doesn't happen again. They'll make sure. James in West Hampton next in the post. What's up, James?
What's going on, Devon?
Oh, what's happening?
Long time.
Oh, man. It's good to hear from you, man. How you been? Good win tonight.
Good. And it was a great win. I just want to talk about the defense, man. This is a whole lot better than what we've seen from this team the last probably 2 years. The last time we had a defense that looked great was the 2018 season when we had Ilyasova. Ilyasova and Melinelli are good defenders like that, but we had a good defense for the most part.
The team defensively was good because you had Covington. Of course, you had Embiid. Sarge wasn't necessarily a defender, but of course he can move his feet a little bit. You had stuff, and they had good overall principles with that team that they had here. Yep.
But looking at this team now, it's like you got a guy like Seth Curry. He's not a good defender. He's never been a good defender. But on this team now, I don't know what it is that, that they're doing, where they with the position they have everybody in, but Shake looks good. Seth looks good. Danny Green, he lost a step. He still looks good on defense.
Yeah, he does.
Ben has been incredible. Embiid has been incredible. Embiid took a step back last season, but he looks like it's like night and day with the games when Embiid is in and when he's playing. The defense is like night and day, how great this team is. I think I like our chance against anybody if we can stay healthy. My only problem is I think we need a stretch forward to come off the bench.
I agree.
And we need at least another ball handler that can score. I don't know who, like a George Hill type player, if we can get that, then I like our chance. We need somebody else that can, you know, take the pressure off of Ben with scoring. Because the way Tobias is playing, the way that Embiid is playing offensively, like, they step their games up.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And look, I don't think this team is done as far as roster construction goes, Jay. And I'm sure they'll do something. It may not be big like Beal or LaVine or something like that. It might be but significant whenever they do something, because this team is already good and they're just going to make sure they try to do something to put this team over the top. Jay, good to catch up with you, man. And we'll be talking, I'm sure, because this team, as you pointed out, is a good team, and we'll be talking about a lot of wins throughout this season, man. Thanks.
Most definitely.
Always appreciate it. Let's go to Barry in Oxford Circle. Try to squeeze everybody in here in the post. What's up, Barry?
Hey, it's very nice to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just have a couple of quick comments about the Sixers in general. First of all, I thought Tobias was the most improved Sixer last year, let alone this year. Mm. And this year, he's taken it like to, you know, like, I don't want to overstate the case, but he's playing at a very, very high level. And
yeah.
He's, you know, he should be
really good.
There should be some consideration for all-star status.
He has a ways to go, and they made some things, late changes about the All-Star game that we'll address later on. But
definitely care about the All-Star game.
But the recognition. The recognition,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Yes, you're exactly right. But he's playing at that sort of level. That's what's important to us.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, Ben, like, on the one hand, he is shooting free throws somewhat better, but not great. But I guess, you know, do you see him at the end of the game? Do you see him in the playoffs in a close game at the end? It's going to be like 4-on-5.
Yeah.
Because they're going to know he can't do it. You know, he is, to use a cliche, he is what he is. And, you know, he's got a lot of very, very extremely high-quality points about him.
Barry, I guess the thing is, over the course of this season, the tutelage, of course, that he gets from the coaching staff, Doc Rivers, Sam Cassell, what they're saying to him, Dave Yeager, Dan Burke, everybody involved, that over the course of the season, that stuff will change and gradually go in that direction, that once we do get there, that to your question, that's when we'll actually see it and see it come to fruition. We saw him knock down some free throws last week against Boston. We saw him 10 of 12. That's
shooting better.
Right. That's a great start. And now we still have plenty of basketball remaining for us to really find out if that will translate to
that's what they want to do.
If they
decide they want to trade for if they make a trade involving him, I'm not adverse to that, but I didn't want Harden, although of course he's making me look stupid because he's playing great. But you know, if they can trade for Levine, for example, somebody like that, but they have to win the trade. They've got to get, you know, they've got to get the gravy out in the trade, not the other team.
I hear you, man. Listen, thanks for the call, man.
Take care. Pleasure. Be safe.
You too, man. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much to everybody for checking in. I know we had to rush through this one in the post, but a late game. Long game because of the technicals and the reviews and all of that stuff. But we'll be back tomorrow after the Flyers. We'll be talking about the Flyers, of course, some Eagles stuff, Sixers, whatever is on the table, and we'll get some leftovers from Tyler tomorrow night, I'm sure.
You're going to have 3 days worth.
Of leftovers from baseball and Texans hiring their coach and all that stuff. So JT Real, we'll get into all of that stuff. But listen, thanks everybody. Really appreciate it. The Sixers did pick up their win tonight, if you did not hear. 107-106, Tobias Harris with the game winner. Fantastic finish, and it's good to see this team playing in this way and seeing your performers perform on the big stage like they did tonight. Tyler Zuli, great work. Thank you, man. Brian Seltzer, Tom McGinnis, Marty Dickerson, everybody involved with the Sixers Radio Network broadcast. Tonight we'll be back for Sixers on Friday at 8 o'clock, the tip-off at 8 o'clock in Minnesota, taking on the Timberwolves. Thanks to all the callers, all the listeners, all the tweeters. Franklin out there doing his work, still in the building. And thanks to the fans. I wish you guys were in there tonight because the atmosphere, the only thing missing was you guys in that building tonight after a victory like this. I'll talk to you tomorrow after the Flyers. Everybody have a great night. Be safe. We'll talk to you then right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Good night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.